Time Lapse by Joe Haldeman. A father's loss triggers an obsession that ends up violating the trust needed within families. A powerful poem by Joe Haldeman, who is primarily a science fiction writer, Time Lapse perfectly captures the need that becomes vampirism in a tortured relationship. At first a pink whirl, there on the white square, the girl too small to stay still. After a few years, though, less than a minute, her feet stay in the same place. Her pink body vibrates with undiscipline, her hair a blonde fog. She grows now, perceptibly. Watch. She's 7, 8, 9, 1 year each 12 seconds. Always now, in the audience, a man clears his throat. Always a man. Almost every morning for almost 18 years, she came to the small white room, put her bare feet on the cold floor, on the penciled H's, and stood with her hands, palms out, while her father took 4 pictures, both profiles, front, rear. It was their secret, something they did for Mommy in Heaven, a record of the daughter she never lived to see. By the time she left, rage and something else driving her to the arms of a woman, he had over 20,000 8x10 glossy prints of her growing up, locked in white boxes. He sought out a man with a laser, who some called an artist, some called a poseur, with a few quartets of pictures, various ages, baby, child, woman. He saw the possibilities. He paid the price. It took a dozen Kelly girls, 30 working hours apiece, to turn those files of pretty pictures into digits. The artist, or showman, fed the digits into his machines, and out came a square of white, where, in more than 3 dimensions, a baby girl grows into a woman in less than 4 minutes. Always, a man clears his throat. The small breasts bud and swell in seconds. Secret places grow blonde stubble, silk. Each second, a spot of blood. Her stance changes as hips push out, and suddenly she puts her hands on her hips. For the last 4 seconds, 4 months, a gesture of defiance. The second time you see her, no one watches only once. Concentrate on her expression. The child's ambiguous flicker becomes uneasy smile, trembling 30 times a second. The eyes, a blur at first, stare fixedly in obedience. And then, as the smile hardens, the last 4 seconds, 4 months, a glare of rage. All unwilling, she became the most famous face and figure of her age. Everywhere stares. As if Mona Lisa, shawled, had walked into the 7-Eleven. No wonder she killed her father. The judge was sympathetic. The jury wept for her. They studied the evidence from every conceivable angle. Not guilty, by reason of insanity. So now she spends her days listening quietly, staring, while earnest people talk, trying to help her grow. But every night she starts to scream and has to be restrained, sedated, before she'll let them take her back to rest in her small white room. I carried this idea around for almost 17 years. I remember mentioning the notion of this creepily exploitative father to my brother when his daughter was born. I wrote it a few months after taking her downtown to get her first driver's license. Why so long a gestation period? Maybe it's because I was thinking of it in too conventional a way. As a plain short story, it couldn't gel, because plot and character were subordinate to the single visual image that's at the center of the story. Written as a narrative poem, though, the story can radiate from the image. That's my theory, anyhow. It was fun to write. Joe Haldeman.